Check it out, yeah. What up, everybody? It's your boy Loser Lou. I'm high as a motherfucker tonight, so bear with me. that right there was FK Menace, the homie in Kansas City. It's the portal. He needs to drop more music. So what? It's May 9th, 2024, 10:20 p.m. It's like 82 degrees, but man, it fucking felt like summer today. Like, that shit was hot, right?
Too hot, man. I was out there sweating today.
Right? I got one of the homies. It's cool to meet you in person, bro.
Yeah,
it's cool to chop it up. You know, I like your photography. I like seeing what you're doing. That's what's up. Like, I know how it's such like a niche thing. You know what I mean? I hang out with a bunch of different photographers, and not a lot of people really just kind of like just shoot graffiti.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. Just seeing it growing up and stuff, man, I just kind of fell in love with it, you know? Coming from where I'm from, I know we were talking a little bit about it before, so I'm from L.A., California.
That's the easy way to put it.
Yeah, that's the easy way
to put it. Because I know it's, like, super complex.
So if I'm talking to other people that are, like, really dialed into the California scene, the L.A. scene, I just say my city. But, like, for the people that don't know, I'll be like, yeah, I'm from L.A., you know? But if someone else knows the whole program and all that, like, I'm from San Pedro, California. Yeah, it's a little city, man, inside San Pedro, inside L.A., next to, like, other little cities. Maybe you heard, like, Long Beach, you know, Compton. All that good stuff.
I know, like, my homeboy Pato, tattoos at Firme Copias. Like, he's from Cali.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I want to say he's somewhere in that area. His graffiti style, like, super dope. It's real, like, auger-esque.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick. Shout out, Pato.
Shout out, Pato. Yeah, I actually got some work done by some of those dudes over there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I know about the shop. Yeah, they got a shop right there by the south side, by the Starbucks right there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I got some work back in the day right there.
Damn, yeah. Those are the homies right there. Like,
yeah, that's what's up, man.
Like, man, I forgot to call Xer back today. I saw he was calling me. I was hot as fuck all day long. Like, I had court.
Yeah, you were suited and booted, too. I seen that.
Things went well. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, it's good, man.
So, like, yeah, I've just been chilling all day, eating good. You know, I had to celebrate. Ate way too good today. So what? Why graffiti?
Man, just coming up, man, that's just something that always stuck out to me. I actually got into graffiti myself at a young age, so... Like I said, being from California and the city I'm from, just, man, graffiti's everywhere, from the main street to the alley to the billboards to the freeways, just downtown in general. And I guess I just remember my mom and my dad used to always take us downtown L.A. to something called the alleys. It's like I know you guys call it like a flea market out here, but we call it like a swap meet back home.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, the pulga, yeah. So
that's a good universal term, right?
Yeah, the pulga.
There
yeah.
we go.
So back home, we just always like, yeah, that's the swamp meet. Da, da, da. So I just remember my mom used to always take us over there. Like when it came down to fucking like school shopping and all that bullshit, my mom always took us to the alleys. And graffiti just always stuck out, man. And as a kid, it's funny. I just remember like, so there used to be a store back home called the 99 cent store. It came out here for a little bit and it just like shut down and all that.
Just recently shut down.
Yeah. Right? So back in the day, they used to sell CDs right there. So when I first got into it, man, like every Sunday they would drop CDs, like physical CDs at the 99 cent store. And I remember
that's what's up, bro.
We used to live in a little shelter, like across the street from it. And the first CDs I got, it was like a Nas Illmatic and then a Biggie, the Life After Death album.
Bro, like, I miss that. I miss, like, being excited for music, waiting in line for it. You know what I mean? Like, like just copping it physically. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a different feeling for sure, man. Like, just picking a CD itself, holding it in your hand, like, oh, man, you know?
Having a fucking collection, having a book to flip through.
Yeah, man.
Some shit.
That's old school stuff, too, man. I still got books of fucking CDs, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, man, so fucking get back to that, man. So this time is elementary school, man. So around this time is elementary time. I got that Biggie one, and then I remember it was funny, man. Now I think about it now, there's still a couple people that I still talk to this day, and they always trip out. So we started the Biggie's album was called Life After Death. So we started a group called LAD, Life After Death. And we were running with that shit, man, all through elementary school. And then I just remember, bro, like we had like a little security guard. He busted all of us, and then we started this other thing, man. And then I don't know, man, just always stuck with me, man. We started another crew after when we all got caught up, I guess you could say. And it was just like, this one was crazy, man, because this is a little crew we had called LCK, Little Crazy Kids. So it was funny, dude. So it's like, we're just all these little badass kids, you know, running amok, acting like a fool. And then one of our homies got kicked out of our school, went to a little continuation school. And then we just started, and we just had like little chapters, little badass kids, man. And I don't know, I guess you could say the rest was just history.
So how long you been shooting graffiti in San Antonio?
In San Antonio, I want to say maybe not more than a year, man. It's just,
really?
Yeah, maybe not more than a year. I just always, so there's like a photographer back home. His name's Still Brazy. I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but just the stuff that he was shooting got me like really, really inspired to pick up a fucking camera, you know? I picked up a camera, picked up game from his little lives and all that stuff, and I just kind of fell in love with it, bro. And then, of course, being around graffiti, that's just, like, something that popped out to me, you know? And, yeah, Still Brazy right there, bro. So it's just something that just popped out to me, you know? And then, I don't know, I just like it, man. Just, I guess it just became part of me, you know? So seeing it just made me just kind of fall in love and be like, man, I want to shoot this, because you know, there's other people that shoot graffiti. You know, there's other pages and all that stuff. But I feel they ain't shooting. But, like, you know, at least the stuff that pops out to me, you know, because I wouldn't just, if I see some toy stuff on the wall, I'm not going to just take a picture of it. You know what I mean? There's certain people.
Oh, man. Yeah. No. I feel that. Like, man, here's something I shot the other day, and I was just kind of like, did it download? No, it didn't download. Man, I'm going to have to show you something later.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Like, sometimes I like some shit like mm-hmm. that. Like.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, right? Like, you can tell, like, homie needs work. Yeah. But, like, man, that shit's just fucking.
I guess it's just part of the come up. You know what I mean? You got to grind to get to bro. That point. Yeah.
Like, I like seeing shit mm-hmm. like that. Like, I like seeing, like, not necessarily unfinished business, just seeing what they could do with the minimal. You know?
Yeah. And then watching the growth, too, is something cool.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got into graffiti, too, man. I mean, I wasn't the greatest when I first started, you know? So, I already know the little ins and outs. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, I guess what I shoot is what I like, you know? So, I could be cruising down the street, and it's funny, man, because, you know, I got kids. So, like, I'd be with my kids. We're driving. I could be picking them up some Chick-fil-A or something. I see something on the side of the road, I'll pull over, you know? Like, oh, let me snap this real quick. And then, I mean, my kids are really into it, too. My daughter, I mean, they all love it. It's just been a part of them, you know? So, I don't know, man. That's just kind of how it all unraveled out, man. And like I said, just picked up that camera, and then I just went running with it. And then I always had a thing for photography, you know? Like, this dude Still Brazy, like I said, he's the one that really made me tap into that lane.
Dude, this shit looks sick. Yeah, like, I was looking just...
Yeah. Yeah, man.
The page, like, it looks, stuff, he looks like a great storyteller. That shit's fucking
man,
baller,
dude. Yeah, you gotta check him out, man. Some of his lives is good, too, man. You gonna like it. He used to just shoot, like, some real, like, gritty hood shit, you know? Uh-huh. Like, I mean, like, you go through it, you see all his stuff, and then he just got into, like, you know, taking police work, you know? Like, just all kinds of stuff. Like, uh-huh. He just jumped into a lane and just ran with it, you know? Like, he makes shirts, hats, stuff like that. So, I mean, his work in general is just nice, man, and I don't know. He's one of the ones that actually made me tap in with that kind of stuff. And you know, it's just been a rap ever since, man. I just trying to take off with it, you know, and I don't know, man.
So you like street photography?
Yeah, man. What I started off with, like, man, I got pictures in my camera roll that's not even graffiti, you know, because I just like that raw hood stuff, you know. So it's like, I guess I just didn't know how to throw it out there yet. And then one thing that people, like, jumped on, not jumped on the bandwagon or nothing, like, jumped on, like, to the scene of the page.
Do y'all have a time limit tonight?
No, bro. We're good.
So we could go shoot?
Yeah, we're good, man.
You can, you drive?
Yeah, I got my car, too, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah? Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah, so, fuck, man. And then that's pretty much it, man. I just fell in love with this art, man, and then I just wanted to keep going and just keep growing. And then, you know, I just wanted to see a lot of stuff get brought to life out here in San Antonio graffiti-wise, you know?
Dude, it's fucking, I think it's dope right now.
Yeah.
I like seeing all the homies are doing it out. You know what I mean?
And we got, there's a good squad out here in San Antonio, man. Like, you know, there's a lot of people doing their thing out here, man. And I just shout out to all of them, you know? Just keep doing what you're doing and just be careful, obviously. But
yeah, dude, like, it's you, man, sometimes I go out with these fools, mm-hmm. and that shit can be like nerve wracking.
Yeah, nah, man, it's definitely a little, it's definitely crazy, man. Because I understand, man. Because, man, I've been there, done that, you know. Man, but it's just crazy, man. Because you get that urge, and you just love it. You know what I mean? Like people don't give a fuck. You know, like. It's crazy, and then it's like, damn, you're in that thing. You're like, fuck, I'm going to get caught up slipping by this person. I'm going to get caught up. Maybe I'm going to get caught up by the cops. You know, then you're on the freeway. Like, fuck, what about if a car hits me? You know what I mean? You just never know. So it's like an adrenaline rush for sure. Like,
So one time, my boy Fire, I don't know if you've ever seen that name.
Ah, man.
Fire gets up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, he's one of the reasons San Antonio has, like, for those little grates on the side of the highways.
Yeah, because,
man, that fool killed I-10 back in the day.
Oh, like the signs and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly.
He was notorious for rowdy spots. I'm going to show you this video later on. But so one time I go with him on 410 and I-10. Like, you know how it goes up top?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
we just threw the car in, like, the hazards, and we jumped under this little barrier thing. And then we jumped down, like, literally under, like, I-10, but up top, like, 100 feet above, you know. That shit was wild. I threw a GoPro on him.
that shit does, man. Then it's crazy because, you know, it's just that nightlife. And then, you know, man, when I was doing it, I was running amok, man. So at night, I can imagine, like you said, just that freeway, you're hearing the cars, you know. And it's just crazy, man. That's why you just get that urge, man. People love that shit, you know.
Yeah, man, it's definitely like a fucking rush, bro.
Man, I would say it's like a drug, man. I remember my mom used to always tell me that shit, too. And my mom, like, it's funny. When I got into that scene, I just fell in love with it, man. Just graffiti for everything, you know, like the grind and all that. And, like, I just almost use it as an outlet just to get away from everything, you know. I remember I used to, like, freaking fight with my mom, my stepdad. I was just like, man, I'm fucking out of here, you know. Fucking, that's when we still had iPods and shit. I just grabbed my iPod and get the fuck out of there and just patrol all San Pedro, man. Hit the fucking main street from 15th Street all the way to 1st, to Santa Cruz, to the highs, to the lows, to the projects. We were all up in there, man. And I don't know, it was just, man, like I said, it's just like a drug, you know. And then people start like, oh, damn, this dude over here. Who the hell is this dude? Here's this dude. You know, it's just like, man, you like to have
it's
your
like,
name.
It's like pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah.
And you're putting together like, you're putting it together by seeing shit. You know what I mean? See who's beeping with who, who's doing what, da 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 da, who's clicked up with who, like
who's running with who. You can just find out a lot. You know, you don't even have to know the person. You know, just seeing that shit on the wall. You know, like it'd be me and your name together. Like, oh, them fools are rolling together. They're together tonight. You know what I mean?
Or you see the homie who puts like 20 different crews up,
and they're all thick. You know what I mean? That they're all together. You know, or they're at a certain bar and they throw up a fucking sticker. All you motherfuckers at this bar. You know, so it's
or they
like,
start scribing the mirror.
Yeah, man. Hey, that fucking good old scribe, man. Yeah, that shit landmark shit, man.
definitely a landmark.
Because a lot of these motherfuckers ain't gonna spend that money to replace that whole damn shit, you know. But yeah, man, fucking, I don't know, man. It was just always in me, and I guess just growing up, I grew apart from it for a little bit, man, because I was just grinding, man. I got stuck in the grind, you know. taking care of kids and whatnot, going to work and all that stuff. So I just got back into it, man. I've always been, graffiti always been like a major part of my life. Like ever, like I said, since elementary school days to that's now.
That's intense, bro.
You know what I mean? Elementary school, what the fuck? We were like 4, 5, 6. I remember just being that badass kid, you know? So it's like, and now I'm 30, you know? So I've been doing it a while, you know? I got some homies that have been in this game for like a long time. You know, I came up with some good homies like Anti, NBC BOS, Huffer BOS, NBC as well. Just got brought up and schooled by a lot of older homies. You know, I got a homie named DA, real good people. Love the fuck out of hip hop. You know, you talk about hip hop, motherfucker will talk to you for days if you could, you know, like he loves that old school California shit, you know, like Kendrick Lamar, you know, all these fucking people, you know, like old school shit, you know, yeah. Like, yeah, fuck, I got a name stuck in my head for
Kendrick. Speaking of Kendrick, he's killing it right now.
Man, so
he's killing that, bro.
He got back out of that, man, that little cubby he was in, and I guess a lot of people thought he was going to be sleeping on it, but man, he came and did his shit, man.
He's King Kendrick for a reason, man.
It's crazy, man, because I don't know. You like Drake? You like Drake?
I mean, he's a good artist.
Yeah. That's the same thing I can say too. He's a good artist.
You know what I mean? Like I can say that and like be okay with that statement. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's like a great rapper. I know someone's writing his music. He knows how to deliver it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He knows how to sing it.
Yeah. I fuck with Drake, man. But
I respect him, but I mean, like, I don't know. It's just cool seeing him get bodied by Kendrick.
Yeah, man. You know, Kendrick ain't playing, man. A lot of people don't understand, man, like, from his old school ass mixtapes, you know, we bring that shit all back to Section 8 and all that shit. Like, yeah. I don't know if a lot of people even know about that stuff.
Bro,
but, man,
he went to the yard for that, bro.
Bro.
I remember we were, before we started, you know what I mean? Before we started recording, we were talking about, you know, the paint yard on San Pedro.
Oh, Kendrick was there?
Yeah, bro. Dude, when he dropped Good Kid, Mad City, it was here in San Antonio. He performed at the White Rabbit.
Oh, bro, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah,
shit.
Bro.
What year was that?
Fuck, man. I was there. I can't remember. Like, I have
you
a horrible
memory.
You
got pictures of that shit or no?
Yes.
Oh, bro.
I do have a picture.
That's sick, bro. Yeah, I didn't even know that shit, man.
I remember he took my homegirl's phone and started recording himself with it. That shit was cool, too.
Yeah, fucking Kendrick, bro. K-Dot. You know what I mean?
I think I have it in favorites.
Yeah.
I'm bad when it comes to organizing my shit,
man, that's the
bro.
Same shit, bro. I got shit everywhere. You go through my shit, it's like graffiti, family pictures, marriage pictures, fucking pictures of my son being born, stuff like that. It's just all crazy. I don't know how to organize it either, man. It's just too time consuming.
Bro, yeah, man. Like, looking through all this shit, I'm like, just wild photo shoots with the
man,
homies.
That's crazy,
and shit.
Man. I didn't know Kendrick was out here like that. He rocked the show. You said,
yeah,
where?
Bro, he was at the paint yard, like, doing his thing, you know, like, you know, chilling, signing autographs, shit like that.
That's
and then
up,
he performed
man.
At the White Rabbit that night. Like, shit
that's
was dope.
That's what's up. Yeah,
man, I ain't gonna find that.
Man.
I ain't ever gonna find that.
Yeah, nah, we find it. Later.
I lose everything. I lose every picture of my life. I got like hard drives I need to go through from like Art Basel that were super dope.
Man, I got so many pictures too, man. I lost some, found some. Still finding like old school freaking the Polaroid camera stuff like that, like you know
that's
the old
dope,
school cameras,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, dude. My first books, I made 3 books: Instacrack 1, 2, and 3. It was all
Shout
Instax,
out to the
bro.
Book, man. Show him a book right here, man.
Oh yeah, I just dropped this American Way.
Got Bear, come check it out, man.
Loser.com, or DM me and I'll go drop it off. Cash at me, I'll send it to you. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
but yeah, dude. No, man. I lost my train of thought.
That's that good weed you smoking, man.
So yeah. I've been stepping out of my realm. I've been trying to do a little comedy skits, shit like that.
Oh yeah, I seen that. I peeped that, man. That's what's up, bro. You what's it the other guy you one you always with?
De La Stoner.
Yeah,
that's my
that
fucking
shit,
that's my bro right there.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to him, bro.
Like we were making skits today, like being potheads and shit, smoking. Like, it was cool. I was dropping books off. Shout out Aimer. Mm-hmm. He was painting a wall right here in the hood. So that was cool bumping into him. I told him, like, I'd been taking pictures. Like, I saw it. You know what I mean? Saw someone painting there. So I started taking pictures of it. Uh-huh. So it's cool. Like, I'm just going to drop these on him. Like, here, bro. Like, I've been keeping up with it. Like,
oh, from the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking sick, bro. Yeah. I had them, the KO, like I said, I don't know, we were talking a little bit off of camera earlier. I had the KOS boys hit up a barbershop right there on the south side. So I took some before, like the very beginning of what was there before, them buffing it, you know,
them
outlining it and all that stuff. So I got a Genghis. I'll show you some of the pictures too right now.
Those are the homies right there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them, man. Dims and orgs.
I was there the other night. I went to go take it, but that wall was kind of awkward because it's like the bushes.
Yeah, man, it's funny, man, because fucking Dims, we're all over there chilling, man, and fucking Dims is like, hey, you think your barber let us cut off these fucking trees? I was like, who's going to cut them off? He's like, I'm going to cut them off. So we're like, yeah, man, if you want to fucking cut them off, man, go ahead. Or just right there fucking laughing, man. Like, what the fuck? They're going to look at us like, these motherfuckers are graffitiing and fucking getting into the, landscaping and shit. It was funny, man. But yeah, man, it ended up taking too much time. So we just fucking left those stupid ass trees. But they're still there, man. Yeah. How'd you come across the wall? You just driving around?
Well, like, they're the homies. I talked to them, you know what I mean? And, like, they let me up. They were like, yo, it's behind the Peter Piper pizza.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I, like, I saw that they had a – I saw on someone's story they had done something. Yeah. So I was just like, let me get up. It was, like, 1:45. Yeah. I was chilling. I was like, man, let me get up. Let me take some pictures. So, you know, I'll just get up and just start driving around the West or whatever.
Whatever, like, pops out to you as well?
Bro, like, I've been going through the West for a long time. So, like
– shout out to the West side, man.
It's easy just to maneuver around it. You know what I mean? Like, I fuck with it.
Well, it's your home, man, because you're from the West side, right?
No, bro, I'm from the Northwest. Okay, I went to Taft, bro, back in the day. Okay. Like, I grew up on the, like, further far west.
Okay.
And, like, I bought this house, like, maybe 16 years ago.
That's what's up.
So, man. I've been in the hood, though.
Yeah.
Like, I fuck with this spot a lot.
Yeah. I've been around, like, the West side, the South side. I guess I could say the South side's home right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Fuck with it.
Yeah, I used to stay in the South, too.
Yeah, Southside is crazy, man. It's definitely a different kind of, like, I know we were talking about this, too. It's definitely, like, a different kind of Mexican from back home, too, you know? So it's like, I fuck with it out here, man. People, every day, motherfucking breakfast tacos is Big Red, you know? That's like a Southside thing growing up. That's how it was, you know?
Yeah, bro.
So coming up, you know, like I said, my grandma moved out here in 2000, man. I just always been, like, real close to my grandma, you know? So,
Real quick.
Yeah.
Jorge, what's your favorite barbacoa spot? Do you fuck with barbacoa like that? Or do you like more carne asada?
Well, I like both.
Yeah? Yeah, my bad, just throwing you on the spot.
I usually just go to random restaurants, but most of them are good.
The little spots.
You don't got a spot that you usually fuck with?
Over here by Tazamora. Uh-huh. You know where it's called Los Angeles.
Oh, I've never been there. I've seen it a million times. I've never been. That spot's legit?
Yeah, they had, like, a bakery in there, too, and they had, like, they make fresh tortillas and everything. It's pretty good.
Man, thanks for lacing me up on that.
You're going to go. We're going to hit that shit up, man.
My bad for just throwing you out like that. You're all, man, fuck you. He's going to beat me up later.
Shout out to the bodyguard.
But, yeah, no, man, I just like shooting street stuff. I have those Ray-Ban glasses.
Yeah.
I've been fucking with those.
Bro, I don't mean to cut you off, bro. That's fucking funny you said that. I seen you started fucking with them, bro, and you fucking made me get my ass up and spend 400 something on them bitches, bro.
High beats too, bro.
I see that shit. I was like, man, I gotta fuck with them. And I started fucking with them. I showed my boy right here. I was like, man, I'm gonna go for them, man. And them bitches were always sold out everywhere we went. And then fucking me and my girl were right there at the San Marcos outlets one day. We stopped at the little fucking, I think it's like Sunglass Hut or some shit. I was like, yeah, you got these glasses? They're like, yeah, yep, we got them. Boom. I was like, how much? Four something plus tax. Fuck it, hit me. Let me get up. Hey, but yeah, you're the one that made me go grab that shit.
They changed my headphone game up.
Yeah,
like I hate putting headphones in my ears.
Yeah, especially being out here, man. It's too fucking hot, man.
So like, I love just being able to hear it just like that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So, I mean, like I said, man, you made me go spend that money, bro. I'm like, man, I fuck with them. Hey, the pictures are so clear. They're fucking just nice, man, in general. Like, man, if you're into that kind of shit, I suggest you buy a pair, man.
Oh, yeah, right? The POV stuff? Yeah, like, that shit's just fucking cool. Yeah, I just wanted to show off, like, how I'm doing shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the best way to find, I found out. Like,
I know motherfuckers back in the day were like doing the GoPro shit, you know, putting it on their head and shit, doing all that shit.
Hey, but this way is so discreet.
Yeah,
like, man, you would never know.
It's low key. See, See, but it's just the glasses, the little dot that shows right on the outside, the little light. But yeah, other than that, man, it is, man. It's low key.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I fuck with those a lot. I've been doing a lot of like cool
footage. How'd you even find out about those?
I work at the mall.
Yeah. Oh, so you just peeped it? Like, oh.
Like, I work at the mall. Like, at the time, my homegirl, she was working at Sunglass Hut. Mm-hmm. She just kind of, like, laced me up on them.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, dude, like, I fuck with that. You can go live on them,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. I seen that shit.
That shit's so dope.
Yeah, I got my shit in the car right now, man.
They're fun, bro. They're a lot of fun. Yeah, man, I was actually, I pulled over the other day, and I was taking a picture of this dude. He was making, you know, palm tree stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like crosses, mm-hmm. roses, whatever. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. And I hit my glasses. He was like, man, I thought of that years ago. I was just like, yeah, man, they're dope. Like,
he thought of the glasses?
Yeah. But he noticed them off the rip. He was just like, that's cool. They light up. And I was just like, yeah, that's how I'm recording. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
Like, it was a wild interaction. I saw that guy the next day. I remember I gave the dude like $4. Maybe like $6. And then I saw him the next day, and, like, he looked like he had had a rough night. So I pulled over and gave him $5.
He needed it, man. He probably needed to get that another beer or some shit, man.
But, no, man, I'd really like to shoot some stuff tonight.
Yeah, I'm down, bro. Man, I'm a little upset, man. I thought I had my camera. I was just chilling at home, bro, putting the kids down to sleep, man. You know, they got school. I just grabbed my bag. I thought I had it, but we could go pick it up or something, man. I got it.
I bet.
I'm down.
Well, shit. Let's get down to that.
Yeah, man.
It's already getting late. We did it for 26 minutes. That's what's up. They want to get a hold of you. They want to see your photography. How do they do that?
So you can hit me up on Instagram, man. My name's The Shooter on Instagram. Let me get you the whole little. Yeah, so you follow me on Instagram, The Shooter, THASH. OOTAHHH. Three H's in there. So The Shooter. Find me on Instagram. Come fuck with me.
Man, thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah, man. I had to come check you out, man.
Loser.com. Loser.com. Yep. Loser.com. Buy my books.
Yeah, buy the books, man.
So I can pay my lawyer.